This episode of Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to you by Epic Reads and the new sci-fi fantasy Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston.
New York Times bestselling author Victoria Schwab says Heart of Iron delivers a delightful cast and nonstop thrills. The pages flew by and I couldn't put it down.
Don't miss this epic adventure, perfect for fans of Six of Crows and Firefly.
Pick up Heart of Iron today. Available now wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Do you do audiobooks?
I tried, but the one that I tried to listen to was too quiet, and I was cooking.
Feral Audio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. This is Wade right
Willie.
Here. And this is Real Life Sci-Fi. Our special guest today is our good fucking one of my oldest friends in LA, the perennial Matt Dwyer.
Hi.
What up, dog?
I was taking a big swig of beer.
Can I just tell a quick story that I'm not sure you've ever heard before?
Is it involve me?
Yeah. You might have heard it, but I'm not sure.
Well, I wouldn't need to hear it if I lived it.
We used to PA. One of my first jobs in the industry in LA was PAing for this shitty fucking company called Stone Stanley. And I can say that because they're defunct now. That's how shitty they were. It was like day one, we're office PAs, and they're like, go clean out Bay E, or whatever the fuck, Storage Bay E. And so I walk over there, and there's these two guys already working, and they're they're just like fucking around, and they're super funny the whole time. And I'm just going like, what the fuck am I doing in LA? Like, these guys are a million times funnier than I am. I'm never going to make it, because these are just like, these workers. Yeah, they're just PA guys. And I'm like, these guys are fucking hilarious. And it was you and Bronger. And then later I found out that you were comedians and it made me feel a little bit better. But like, and I was like, holy shit, man. These guys cleaning out a fucking storage shed are hilarious and I'm never going to make it.
Well, Bronger did, and I'm in some limbo weirdness, so...
Dude, that was like 2003. I remember, because I worked there too, and our other roommate worked there. And
did I get you the job? I know I got Emily the job. Did you?
You got Emily the job, and then she got me the job.
Yeah, now, was the thing that you wanted to work at a record store, and she wanted to work in production?
Yeah, I went and bought a CD at the place, and we started talking, and I was just like, well, I'll see if I can get you a job. And I did.
Yeah.
I'm a good person.
Well,
is what
no,
I'm
but that's what's weird is because that's how we met, because you randomly went into a record store and like helped out the girl that we knew from college who we moved out here with.
And she got us jobs there. I remember there was this one moment, it was because you were working on Shop Till You Drop and we were working on just regular PAs for all the company at the time. And it was me, Wade, and Bronger sitting in a room waiting to be told what to do next. And it was just dead silent. And I remember going like, I know we're all funny and we're sitting here and we're pissed off and it's fucking quiet.
And it was that guy. Who was that guy when we first started who would just like read the paper?
Jody Hill, or there was
no after him. He would listen to Postal Service the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Passanow.
Yeah.
Well, it was weird because we'd sit in this room with walkie talkie strapped to our belts waiting for somebody to tell us what to do. And it usually was something fucking terrible, like picking, you know, the fat Heidi, her food. She was this monster who I found out was having a weird affair with her rabbi, by the way.
And like, what?
I think her assistant told me that she was like having sexy emails with her rabbi.
That was the worst office because there were so many weird rules. Like, you couldn't make popcorn because one of the girls hated the smell of popcorn. You couldn't tear paper because someone else hated same person.
Yeah.
I remember I was in that office, like, I was just tearing up some paper. I totally forgot that rule. And she showed up, like, out of nowhere, like a fucking demon.
It's weird, the attitude they had at that place, because you would think they were making, like, fucking Apocalypse Now, but it's like they were making The Man Show, even the original Man Show.
Yeah,
the one
reboot.
With Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And Shop Till You Drop, and then just a ripoff, a bunch of reality shows that were just ripoffs of already hit reality shows. And
the only good show they did was The Mole. And the mole was fucking dope, but that was way before I got
What was
there.
That other one that we worked on where we went up to that mansion?
Joe Schmo
show.
Oh, that was
okay.
Like, but that was like Rhett Reese, who later went on to write like Zombieland and what's the fucking comic book movie with that T.J. Miller's in that this guy kind of looks like Spider-Man. It was just a big hit.
What? When?
Ryan Reynolds, the Ryan Reynolds movie.
Oh, Deadpool?
Deadpool.
The guy who made Joe Schmo wrote Deadpool?
He wrote that in Zombieland.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Rhett Reese. And that makes me sound like I'm one of those nerd guys who knows these things, but...
I just know him.
I just kept in touch with Rhett Reese because I was like, oh, maybe he'll give me a job someday, which never happened.
He could put you in Deadpool, too.
They could have hired us as writers. That's the thing. Somebody said, hey, why don't you hire Dwyer? And they're like, oh, no, he's PA. It's like, really? Because I worked for a decade in comedy before, professionally, before my life took a weird turn.
No,
and
it was
ended
the
up
most soul-sucking. And that was my first job in the industry, so I didn't know.
That it gets worse?
the despair gets worse. You end up in the ether and you don't know what to do. Like, working in the industry is exciting when you're young and you're like, I don't know, oh, I'm getting people lunches. Fucking, I guess this is
Snoop
my job.
Snoop Dogg and Xbox.
But I was like, I was 32. I was like 31, 32, something like that. So it's like, and I had already had a successful career in comedy.
Right.
Where I was sort of at the point where I was like, wait a minute, man, my fucking friends are on Saturday Night Live and I'm getting these fucking cocksuckers lunch.
Yeah. And don't forget the sauces.
And don't forget the sauces. And let's not forget Michael fucking Frederick, who would make us, I'll say his name, and I'll say, you fucking find him on Twitter and Instagram, and you tell him he's a prick, who would make us wait around to get him lunch or dinner.
Yeah, because like, he would stay late.
He would stay late, and we'd just have to sit there till like 9 o'clock, and then he'd be like, I think I'm going to eat at home.
Fucking douchebags. Like, that's the epitome of, like, not understanding where you are professionally and just taking advantage of every fucking perk that you can get.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, I don't say this with arrogance, but it's like, I'm smarter than you motherfuckers. That's how I felt the whole time. It's like, I'm smarter than all of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all were. I mean, we were all like really smart, funny dudes.
Well, yeah.
Being bullied by these scared, frail egos.
Making fucking reality shows.
Yeah, I remember I was working on a show and they're like, we need an extra camera guy. And I'm like, well, the cameras you have, I have at my house. I can do it.
It took me, I had it like PSD from that. Isn't it? PSD?
Oh,
from that. Because I would drive around.
PSTD?
PTSD.
PTSD.
I joined the PTA.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and I could go to these teachers' meetings and it makes no sense because my kid's not in school. But anyway.
No, I drive through that part of town and I go, oh, fuck, I used to have to pick up lunch there.
Me too.
For decades.
I'm like, oh, there's this parking spot because there wasn't for years.
You're over it because I'm still, when I drive through there, I'm like.
There's certain places, there's that chicken place on Larchmont that, there's a few places that trigger it. The Starbucks on, at the Cahuenga Pass, always, because we'd have to go. And then they would pay for the food. It's like, they'd be like, oh, get a coffee run. But then you'd have to pay for each individual coffee.
They would give you their money in an envelope, and then you would have to do each order, paying for them separately.
You show up at this place, and all of a sudden, you're the asshole. The guy got 30 orders.
Yeah.
30
sorry, everybody in line. I'm going to take about a half hour to do this.
And it's funny, because I started, like... stealing, because I never would steal, but I just like, because they paid us a day rate, and there was days where I worked so late that the math worked out that I was making less than minimum wage.
Yeah.
And it was like, so I was like, oh, VCR? Yeah, I'm taking you home. Fax machine? I don't need one. I'm taking one home.
I stole a couple microphones from there. Like, yeah, I did the same thing. Because it was like, because they're just in a storage room. It's like, nobody is ever going to use this shit. They don't even know it's here.
I still have two pots that I stole from them that I use every morning.
I have a shop till you drop coffee mug, but I don't even know how I got that. But anyway,
yeah.
The
is that too bitter and angry?
No, the lesson is if you're gonna move to Hollywood, I get messages every once in a while saying like, hey, how do I get into the industry? The answer is, you know, don't.
Yeah, my answer is always just do what you love. Don't fucking. You're not going to work your way up. Hey, this guy was a PA, and we saw that he was a great writer, and then we made him the writer. That that only happens if you're like a family on a show that's like where the crew becomes family and they know what you want to do.
If you're like a half black, half Native American woman, you might have a shot.
Well, like Danny McBride, somebody said, I asked him about show business. He's like, don't PA. Like, whatever you do, don't PA. Yeah. I was like, wow, I wish somebody would have told me. But it's, yeah. It's well, also.
But the thing is, like, you move here, like, what are you going to do? You're going to be a waiter? Like, you can't do that because all the actors are doing it. Like, if you want to make any money at all.
Oh, yeah. It's, I think, too, it's like, if you want to make money and be famous, you move to LA. If you want to be creative, stay where the fuck you are and do it on the internet. Because it's like, for the most part.
Well, you could at this point, yeah.
I mean, yeah. The, like, Jonah's show that I wrote on was one of those rare moments
where. Humble
brag. Humble brag.
But what's it called? Plug it.
Hidden America with Jonah Ray.
But it's on?
Like, CISO. I tried
order
to take
now.
Off my hat when my hat was off.
CISO.
But it's like one of those, it was one of those few moments in the world where you're like, you have a bit of freedom and you have fun and create a decent thing.
Right.
But then for the most part, that's non-existent.
I mean, it's that. It's like two or three months of that and then a year and a half of unemployment and what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a kid. That really ups that anxiety.
Oh, fuck you.
That's why you got
I'm not trying to compete, but it's like, now it's
no,
like.
No, I can't even, I would never, that's insane to me.
It's, because it's like, before, it's like, you know, whatever, you could go and slum it and eat beans or whatever, but now it's like, but it's weird, because you're also happy to do it, because you're looking at this life, and you're like, oh, wow, I love that more than myself.
That's
which is,
so cliche, dude.
But it's true.
It's really like that. You have a kid and you just melt and now everything makes sense.
Until she, you know, comes home a junkie, yeah. for the next decade, yeah.
You think she's going to be cute?
Like, what am I, Donald Trump? Like, going to talk about my
No, I'm talking about me. Like, could I put in the groundwork now and then when I'm 50, like, maybe.
Oh, yeah, she'll probably have issues, you know?
Okay, cool.
I drink a lot, so...
Yeah, set up her issues. We're kind of the same guy, so I can capitalize on that.
Yeah.
I'll start coming over when she's around 13.
I think I have to murder you. And I think this is justified now. Like, I could smother you with a pillow in your sleep tonight, and people would be like, yeah, he was talking about fucking your daughter.
No, not when she's 13. I'm just going to put in the groundwork until she's 18.
What are you, Woody Allen?
I don't know.
Who I totally think is a pedophile. Like, I think 100%.
Yeah, but you're a big fan of his, though.
It's been hard.
So you're not an apologist, though?
No, I have
it's a bit of separate the art from the artist, but a lot of Woody Allen fans are like, he didn't do it.
I know.
It's funny, because for starters, I think if his daughter had some kind of... if she was, like, angling for a book or something, she said it. Put it out there, like, and then you never heard from her again.
But then didn't Mia Farrow, like, profit on it somehow? Didn't she sell a book or something?
Well, I mean, she wrote a memoir, but that's part of the story.
Right.
And, but his son, his biological son with Mia Farrow thinks he did it.
Really?
Yeah, and I also knew a friend of mine who was, his girlfriend was friends with her, and he didn't know that's who she was. Like, she never was like, hey, I'm Woody Allen's daughter. She just kind of existed because she changed her name.
Uh-huh.
And, but he was like, he found out, like, after the fact, and he was like, oh, yeah. From knowing her and stuff, he knows, he's like, it's, of course it's real.
So if you want to be, like, an amazing director,
fuck that.
Be a
but, I mean,
pedophile.
Polanski?
Yeah.
Chaplin, all the greats. Right. All the greats are kid diddlers.
That's what I'm saying. You can either be a priest or a amazing
I think Picasso tore up some young poontang.
Yeah, but Picasso is famously not famous until he was dead, right?
No, Picasso was famous.
Oh, I'm thinking of Van Gogh.
Yeah, Van Gogh probably didn't get much poontang. Real poontang-less.
I think that was the reason he cut his ear off, right? Because he was
that's going to scare off the ladies.
I got to do something.
Cutting off your ear is just going to really put him off.
There's something to it. Like, I love you so much, I cut my ear off.
Yeah, it's real 80s. That's real gothy.
Wow.
You know, that's cutter stuff. The cure that hadn't been around yet.
Yeah, and now anytime you see something and there's a cutter in there, I'm like, fuck you, there's no cutters left.
There aren't.
Is cutters are gone now?
No, they still exist.
They still exist, but they exist because it was a thing, not because they like it. I don't know. I'm wrong. Don't listen to me.
I think to get real dark, it tends to be a stem from sexual abuse. Cutters.
Cutting.
Often.
Man, the cutest girl in my high school that like was in band with me was a cutter, and man.
But like I said, well, I don't know. Like, I mean, like, I don't mind. I think pain's kind of funny. I used to like staple my arm all the time in front of people because it was really funny.
It's okay. We can talk about it.
Well, the cutting thing is
who touched you? It's okay. This is a safe place.
This has been a great 20-minute intro.
I know. Let's go.
We got dark.
That's life, right?
True. That is true.
This is what adults talk about.
Nope. Every time I'm walking around the grocery store, it's just people talking about cutters and molestation.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be insensitive to cutters. I know they still exist, but like my interpretation of it is straight attention.
I think probably when it was that whole, I'm sure there was a trend to it. Sure.
Like, I don't know that anyone. Yeah. Yes, there was definitely a trend, but I think in our day, when they were cutting, it was legitimate. I think we were the...
Because they would hide it.
We were the OGs of cutting.
I'm saying cutters today show you. The old G cutters, like, they tried to hide the
Yeah,
scars.
They hated it. They hated that they did it. What's the topic?
All right.
Cutting.
Today, listen, I don't want to go too vague, but... So I'm going to get specific.
I think vague is good, dude. But, I mean, if you want to get specific, I just don't want you to get too hung up on, like, trying to get out a bunch of facts.
Yeah. I want to talk about deep underground military bases.
Okay.
Wait. First, we have to take your temperature. So bend over.
Now I'm going to become a cutter.
Do you believe in aliens?
I believe in that, yeah, in a vast multiverse.
Fuck you. God, that's what everyone says, man.
Well, I know, but nobody has real experience or has watched a lot of...
But I was going to say, I think the shit that we get, like, in the Joe Rogan stuff and the all that stuff, I don't believe in. Like, I don't think they're sticking things up people's butts and flying over Texas.
So you don't believe they're on Earth?
No. God, no.
Okay. Well...
Place immigration.
Ghosts.
No, don't believe in ghosts.
Not at all. Never have a ghost story or anything?
I think it's all... I side with science on most things. And
but
I,
have you ever been, like, alone at night and something weird happened and you were like, yikes.
No, not really.
No? Okay.
No, I mean, I don't believe in God, so how can I believe in ghosts?
Let's do a little role playing.
Okay.
I'm your daughter.
And I'm Wade?
No, you're you. You're you.
Okay.
Daddy.
Yes, daughter.
I woke up
to see Wade.
I woke up and there's a ghost in my room. Explain that to me. How do I go back to sleep?
You were a bad human being and the devil wants to punish you. Because I'm a terrible human being.
Now I'm going to sleep with Wade in 18 years.
No, you won't. He's in the trunk of my car. No, I would say that, yeah, you know, you're afraid and blah, 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 but there's probably a justifiable reason that do you?
You're going to say that. You're going to say there's a just, listen, little five-year-old, there's a justifiable reason. That's what you're going
to
say.
I'm not going to talk to my kid like she's a
nice.
Fucking moron.
I love that. Are you going to do Santa?
She's going to go, who's justifiable?
You're fired. You're fired from your own podcast.
No, you got to make up. I'm so right about this. I'm not fired.
I'm gonna play along like there's ghosts.
No, I'm saying you got to make up a thing. Like, oh, listen, that's just
that's just
Santa Claus seeing if you're gonna be good this year.
No, because we're gonna do Santa Claus, but we're gonna be
I want to hear about this. Okay, Santa Claus.
No, we're gonna let her believe in Santa Claus, but we're also gonna let her come to her, you know, if she questions it, we'll be like, yeah, you're right, you're probably
but she's not gonna question it because you're gonna be the one telling her that.
I don't know. My wife has a plan for this, so I can't really, because she's more of a critical thinker than I am.
Okay.
What, are you going to hold a beef if I don't teach her Santa Claus?
No, I just...
That I don't set up to her that I teach her fabrications that aren't true? That the woman who's...
No.
The human who's...
No. All I'm saying is, once you say to your child, there's a thing called Santa Claus, and yeah, you should, because that makes it fun, it's like fucking great, but that ruins the trust for the rest of your life, because you said Santa Claus exists. And then you were just lying to them for like, I don't know, 8 years?
Yeah, I'm not too hip on that. We haven't, because it's like, this Christmas isn't going to matter. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
But listen, this is on an analog for religion. And like, people, as a child, you believe what your parents tell you. And so that's why there are Republicans. That's why there are like right-wing Christians. Because... You grew up and your parents told you that's what's real. And so it's very hard to like question that later.
Yeah, it's a tough one because we do want to teach her to be a critical thinker and not be a fucking lemming.
Yeah.
And to be like, to consider things, which is frankly, I find incredibly rare these days.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Facebook and like people post stuff, like somebody posted something about the big coral reef being destroyed. And I just did one Google search and it was like, not true. And I'm like, but people don't go, they don't go like, oh, maybe this article is fake because there's a lot of people, you know.
I think the internet is an echo chamber and like you pick and choose what you want to believe. And like if there's an article that you like, that you want to believe that political stance, even when it
then you find the support for you.
Yeah, you just...
Most people's feeds are confirmation bias, I think.
Exactly.
I mean, I mean, a Trump supporter isn't like, oh, they're making a good point that challenges me and makes me think. It's all just fucking loudmouth bullshit that
isn't based on
truth.
But that's... You're not... Yes, but there are Trump supporters out there who are thinking rationally and like... No, I swear to God. See, this is your own confirmation bias.
It's not. I don't think they are thinking rationally.
There's no way in the world that every Trump supporter is not thinking rationally. There are people who are going like,
I think they're very biased.
Yeah, but so are you.
How am I biased?
Well, you're biased against Trump.
I think I'm basing it a lot on what I know about him and how he will not be a good president. That's not bias. That's weighing the options and going, this guy, The Economist has said he's one of the top 10 threats to the globe. The Economist is not
Let's not do that. All I'm saying is...
Wait, let's not do what? Point out facts?
And let's not get into a political...
Yeah.
You're talking about it, The Economist. I don't want to get into a political thing. All I'm saying is...
I'm just saying I'm not biased. I've done the research, and I think there's a...
But I don't think you can write off every Trump supporter as being like a fucking idiot sheep. I think there are some
of
them...
I'm sure there's some who are very well-educated, but they're also probably bigots and... Or self-serving.
They're probably bigots?
Well, they more than likely are bigots.
I was making fun of your pronunciation of the word probably.
But I also think that they are, you know, probably have their own...
But there's an anarchistic support for Trump where it's like, let's fuck the government up. Like, this guy is going to ruin the Republican Party and maybe the two-party system. Like, there is that train of thought.
I have no problem. I do think that we need a third party.
I agree with you. And so that's all I'm saying is like, you can't write off everyone who says like pro Trump because you got to listen to what they say. You know what I mean?
I would listen to the ones I've had interactions with use the N-word with much verve.
Block those ones.
I have, but I've yet to meet one. And some exist in Kelly's family, and they're not. Most of the stuff that they post, and we'll look at their posts, is very. It's a very conspiracy, and it's not very.
Here's a third one, and I'm sorry, Willie. We're completely taking away from your thing, but here's a third Trump category, right? My parents and my aunts and uncles who have been like sort of hornswoggled into believing that like because they're from the generation where an R or a D next to somebody's name means something. And that's the one thing that I want to fight against when it comes to like voting. I think if you vote for R's or D's, stop voting.
Because you don't know anything about anybody you're voting for.
Yeah, because you're just doing the party lines. And so they're saying like, oh, well, he's a Republican and he's going to fucking whatever they want. I don't know what.
He's obviously a smart businessman. Look at all the things he's done.
But he's not a smart businessman.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they can't hear that. They won't hear that.
And it's like, I don't want a businessman running the country. That doesn't mean you know how to handle foreign policy. Doesn't know how to talk to people or listen to people.
He clearly does not. I don't think we need a lawyer to run the country, but I don't think we couldn't have a politician or a businessman running the country. I just think
if he had an understanding of policy and things like that, but
well, he doesn't. But that's the thing. Like you're backed up by. I mean, come on.
This isn't necessarily targeted at your family, but these motherfuckers. No, but it's your response to vote R or D, and that is you're being irresponsible as a human being, and you're not thinking. Those people are not thinking and being objective or critical.
But there's a lot of D's. There's a lot of D voters right now.
I totally agree.
I'm not voting for Hillary without any critical thinking.
And it could be like straight up just I own like to make it personal. Because here's the thing. We're in the society and we're trying to vote for everybody. Nobody's voting for everybody. Everybody's voting for one person. Oh, I will always vote D because of abortion. You know, take on their own individual things. Like, I will never vote R. I mean, that's not me. I'm saying that, like.
But that's the other thing. Like,
I mean, abortion's a big one. I mean, that is a big.
Oh, it's huge.
But I think.
But you could ruin. Foreign policy doesn't matter because the only thing that matters is the one thing that you care about.
Yeah. No, I believe me, I've tried to criticize Hillary Clinton, and I think there is a lot to criticize.
Oh, it's so hard. I get so much shit. I'm probably going to end up voting for it, but let me criticize. Like, fuck you.
No, please. And that's a dangerous place that if we're not allowed to criticize, because I feel like, and both parties have done this in the past, Trump was a runaway train, but they pick who they want early on.
It's rigged.
And that to me is like the Democratic Party putting all their eggs in her basket is not democracy because they wanted
it's
her.
It's 100% rigged. All of it is rigged. Bernie Sanders would have gotten the nomination, I believe, if it wasn't rigged. If Hillary Clinton wasn't a political powerhouse who had money and every single fucking thing
but
that she
could. But the GOP didn't want Trump, and I think he was just a runaway train and they couldn't control him. They wanted, I truly believe they wanted a Marco Rubio Bush, which is also a huge mistake to put their eggs in that basket. But like,
he ruined himself. He was him and Rubio, for sure.
And then they also snubbed what's his name in Ohio, who I think could have actually had a viable chance.
Who?
Kasich. Kasich, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's great.
Here's the thing.
He's a good speaker.
Everything we've been talking about,
he's the most moderate Republican.
He's pretty harsh on abortion, though.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. I'm sorry, real quick. The president does not dictate abortion. Just because this candidate doesn't like abortion does not mean that the country Well, now that there's openings.
And there's probably dangerous. Those people are going to be dropping off like flies.
Yeah.
Because said they wanted to date my daughter.
I'm always blown away because...
Hey, listen, I'll date your daughter if I want to. It's a free country.
In the history of humans, like, belief has gotten most of them killed. Differences in beliefs.
Right. I disagree.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to... I missed a game.
And so what we're going to talk about today... It's like it's hard to even get on board if you don't believe in aliens. I'm going to try to not make this about the aliens.
Wait, but why don't we just instead of that, why don't we just do a exercise where we believe that they're aliens? Like we'll suspend our disbelief, we'll believe that they're aliens.
Well, it'll be like
playing a weird role playing game or a
No,
fuck you.
This is why I'm into all this stuff, because...
Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, Dwyer.
We had a lot.
I think that. Here's the thing. Everything that I say, you could argue that it's all bullshit, and that's fine. My thing is I don't give a fuck what anybody.
You're very emotional right
think,
now.
No, I know. It's weird. I just got
no,
a big
I feel like I've
this
offended
week.
You.
No. I'm not offended. I'm just like, I feel like okay. These are the things I always say. People always say, if there are aliens here, how come I haven't seen them? And I'm like, my response is that
hey, they've been to Downey.
There's a big Downey.
I don't know. What? It's the only suburban town I could think of where maybe potentially ugly people live. It was intentionally a bad joke.
I mean, Chicago, Philadelphia.
You talk shit about Chicago again, and you're going to eat that microphone.
Yeah, right.
There's a big thing. I don't think I could.
There have been big movements recently to expose basically UFOs and aliens. I have to separate those because UFOs don't necessarily mean aliens. And I always, whatever, I'd get defensive about that. But, okay, there have been these big events where there have been thousands upon thousands of witnesses. Like the one that happened in Chicago. Did you hear about that one?
Which one was that?
There was a UFO hovering over the airport.
It was the one where the Cubs actually went to the World Series.
But they shut down the airport. People took pictures and stuff. And it was in the news just very briefly. Because the thing is this. I feel like all of media is somewhat controlled. All of media. There are no journalists anymore.
Well, listen. I think you're not wrong. I don't think it's controlled. I just think that they're
controlled by not giving
they're purveyors
giving the options
of selling shit, so they don't care.
They're owned by the.
But here's the thing. I'm sorry,
anytime there is a UFO story in the news, the next day there is a rebuttal. There is a reason. There is that was just this instead of just going like I'm saying that if an alien story accidentally gets into the news. Then something happens to where they have to say this is what it was. So in the Chicago case, there was this UFO hovering over the airport for like 2 hours. People took pictures. They shut the airport down. People don't even know about it because it wasn't in the news that much. But then the next day, they're like, oh, this is swamp gas.
What year was that?
Like 2 years ago. This is very recent. And then like the Phoenix Lights. This is one of the biggest... most witnessed event in human history that was documented. There was a big triangle craft that flew over the whole state. Witnesses all over the place. It was hard. You know, you can't get video because there's a black thing in the black sky. And there's this thing out right now or that has been trying to be pushed for so long called the Disclosure Project. Now, This guy, I forget his name because that's not the topic we're doing tonight. My memory fucking blows dick. All he's gathering are expert witnesses, FBI, Air Force, just credible witnesses, five-star generals, whatever, three-star generals. There's all kinds of stuff where he's just like, hey, I have 200 witnesses that are all credible people, and we're coming to Congress to say that there's aliens.
Hang on real quick. Can you continue this while I go to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
No, because I think I've heard it all before, right?
Yeah, you have.
All right, so catch him up.
All right.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Does anyone want a beer?
And then when you get back, we'll get into...
Okay, you want a beer?
No, I got one and a half here.
So I'm going to go... But, like, don't stop. Keep going.
Okay. So when it comes to all this alien shit, okay, there's a lot of bullshit. There's a lot of bullshit. I see UFOs almost every night, and I'm an intelligent guy, and I can't explain what some of these things are. I know what a fucking airplane looks like. I know that what most people say are satellites going over the Earth, and the sun's still hitting them, and you can see them in but I see them very late into the night.
What makes you think that they're something, you know, not some dude in his private weird plane or something like that? Like, what makes you so certain it's... I mean, it's...
No. I'm not... And here's the thing. I'm definitely not saying that every UFO I see is an alien. No. I'm saying probably more military craft than anything. But a lot of these things, if you have... let's say you're flying a stealth plane, you know, you're not going to have lights on it, right? Whereas every single... If you're flying in airspace... in Los Angeles, you've got to have the fucking beacon on there. Tells you the direction you're going and lets, you know, like there's flashing lights on it. So far away, you can see that beacon eventually. And I see things that make weird movements and then disappear and reappear. I see this, there's this weird thing I've seen for a long time where it's just like a flash of light and then it's gone and then a flash of light. And it's gone. And it's there. It flashes like 10 times and then it's gone. Whatever.
But when you say military plane, like, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if that, especially in a post 9/11 world that we have, I mean, there, who knows if there's some potential threat. So they have stealth, you know, bombers. To me, that's a possible. I'm not saying I totally believe you, but
yeah.
Is it possible that there's an element where you're, where, because you believe this obviously very firmly, and I'm not saying, but that because you, that so therefore, it makes you. So when you see something,
that like, I make sense of it that way, that my brain puts it together the way that no matter what, my thing is this: I don't want to believe in aliens. I don't want there to be aliens visiting Earth, and the things that I've seen and the whistleblowers that I've watched, and I'm like, I feel like I can prove the misinformation. This disclosure project, this is going to sound crazy, but I really think that Kennedy probably got killed because he was about to disclose the alien bullshit.
But if you, my only question about that is if he disclosed that to the public or to the like Congress?
To the public.
I think that would be like War of the Worlds. That would cause mass mayhem.
Yeah, but the thing is this:
at that era, the minorities
today,
of this country would be relieved.
If you look up the, there was a guy that was a Canadian prime
the
minister.
The heat is off.
The heat is off. Like the cops are going to stop beating the black guys and be like, "Who the fuck are these green guys?
We're on the same side."
I always thought that a big invasion would make us all team up as humans. I'm like, I think that's a great thing. There's an old Canadian prime minister who is advocating the fact that there are countries that have teamed up, and America takes the big role in this as to hiding UFOs from people, and it's hard to talk about why.
Okay, but hang on, you're talking macro shit.
Yeah.
He's caught up. Now that I'm back.
Well, there was
the Kennedy thing fascinating because I think everybody wanted to shoot Kennedy from guys who his wives.
Well,
fucked.
Yeah, I mean you know Chicago, that you can't come from Chicago and not be dirty if you're in politics. That's mafia run. Mafia.
I mean,
got him
Kennedy
in.
Was Boston, but his dad was a bootlegger.
I was referring to Obama at that.
Oh. I think you can come from Chicago and be a decent politician. I think
what.
I think not all of Chicago. I mean, Chicago, I think the mayors are like incredibly corrupt. But Obama was, he wasn't like, he was a state senator. He wasn't.
Right, because he's not even an American. Like.
Well, at any rate, let me talk about, okay, so here's the thing. I want to get into deep underground bases.
Let's do it.
You know that we have the capability of, you know, creating the channel and underground. There definitely are underground bases. NORAD. There was this thing in the 90s that came out. I'm only bringing this up to prove that this shit is fucking pretty. They're doing a good job of it. The Greenbrier Hotel in 1992, I think, there was this article that was like, hey, there's this, they talked about this place where people could go if shit went down, right? Because, you know, the Cold War never ended. And we, our parents grew up having nuclear drills. And, yeah. and then all of a sudden the drill stopped, but the threat was still there. Even though the wall came down and we were friends with Russia, it was like there has never stopped being a nuclear threat. But what happened was there was a turning point where they were like, oh, we don't need to save everybody. You know, we need to have places for ourselves. The important ones, whatever. Well, I mean, we don't do nuclear drills anymore, yet the threat of nuclear war is present today.
Well, I think more than anything, it was like
things aren't going so well with the Soviet Russia.
Well, and hiding under your desk is not going to do anything.
Yeah, yeah, but
you might as well run around.
They have taken that idea out of our heads that that's even possible. Yes, you can watch the news and find out that.
Wait, would you rather they? I think a more sort of. What's it called when you're oppressive? I think a more oppressive society would put the fear of nuclear war in your head constantly.
They do it in a different form. It's well, ISIS, which is it's like when people, right. It's like guy who's afraid of ISIS, like really guy in Iowa, they're going to fucking drive through your cornfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like they're not ISIS. I mean, more people in this country die from fucking handgun violence or the police than they actually do ISIS.
All right. So check this out. The Greenbrier Hotel.
Didn't you honeymoon there?
That's where my baby was conceived.
Oh, wow. TMI.
What? There's this hotel that used to be, basically the contract expired and the government was like, we're not working with you guys anymore, whatever. 700 feet underneath this hotel was this gigantic complex where they had, it was 700 feet below ground. There were five entrances around the place. This place today, basically they leaked about it in the early 90s. And then the government didn't deal with these people anymore, most likely because there were so many other better new underground facilities. And it's like, we don't need to deal with you. We're going somewhere else. This is open to the public. You can take tours of it. 700 feet underground. I know
what?
I keep saying
really?
Shit.
So yeah. It exists.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying is that this underground thing that nobody knew about until the 90s, this was built in 1958. They started building it in 1958.
What city is this in?
That's like Virginia, somewhere East Coast.
But let me ask you this, though. Do we need to know about, like, what? I want to know the thesis of this episode, because do we really need to know about all of the underground bases? Like, are they all nefarious? Like,
My thesis is this. I'm going to bring up, I know we're fucking already going late, whatever. Phil Schneider. Here's a guy who...
Oh, the producer, the music producer?
There's no Phil Schneider.
Yeah, he did the...
He did...
All the Wall of Sound. He killed that lady.
This guy, right. Philip Schneider, was a self-taught geologist who ended up then taking on government contracts to be a geologist for them. And he would help build these underground bases. And he claimed that there were... Now, this was in the 90s. Let me preface this by saying that, like, there have been 13 attempts on his life. 8 of his friends, quote unquote, committed suicide, which he knew weren't people committing suicide. He committed suicide after this big speech that he gave at this convention where he was trying to disclose all of this stuff. And he committed suicide by pulling the catheter out of his dick, strangling himself, and put himself face down into his wheelchair. And they said he died of suicide. I'm like, that.
I've tried that several times.
He didn't
die of
suicide.
Can I just ask you real quick? Is this the Belle Biv DeVoe 90s or the NSYNC 90s?
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Here's my question is because, and I like, I don't, underground bases from the military, of course, I mean, I have no problem believing that's a reality. I think our government is capable.
It goes without saying. It's like we all knew that they were spying on us before Snowden told us they were all spying on us.
Yeah, I mean, we have bases in every country pretty much in the world. It's like no one else.
I mean, we act like we're policing the world. But we're not. It's clearly just our own interest.
Let's keep it to underground bases.
But my question is how does the underground bases connect to aliens?
Yeah, yeah. So this guy, I mean, I was just trying to set up his backstory.
Oh, okay.
If you look him up and watch his speeches, like
he pulled his catheter out and wrapped it
and
around
strangled
his neck.
Himself, and then all of his stuff went missing. I mean, like his spouse claimed that government officials were coming there day after day after day, just pulling, taking photos, taking all personal stuff.
Can I just give you a forewarning? If we talk too much about catheters, I will pass out.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Really?
I can't deal with anything in the urethra.
Oh, I'm a teeth guy. Teeth stuff freaks me out.
I don't like stuff like or toe stuff.
I don't like any of that stuff.
I couldn't watch the Shane McGowan documentary because it's more of a documentary about the progression of someone's teeth getting worse.
Oh boy. It's brutal.
Did you watch Synecdoche, New York? And he's like getting that gum surgery.
Oh no, I want to see that.
What?
I can never.
That is so.
I just had a wisdom
fucking,
tooth.
That is so fucking up your alley.
No, I know it is, but it's also really depressing from what I hear.
Oh, it's horrible! It's horrible.
And I was in a frail state the last couple of years.
Were you Woody?
I was in a state of where I married my daughter, and then.
All right, sorry.
Wouldn't it be funny if this happened?
Then I made a thing on Amazon,
and then I wrote a comedy play. My series on Amazon is worse than the Nuremberg trial.
I make a movie every year. Okay, let me set up some more details about this guy.
This has got to be the abridged.
Version. His grandfather was a U-boat captain in the German army, the U.S. Army captured him and then sent him over to work for America because he was an expert machinist.
Hang on. I forgot who we were talking about.
Philip Schneider.
Oh, the record producer.
Yeah, who killed that lady.
And Project Paperclip, we took all the Nazis, the scientists, and made them work for us and gave them a free pardon for any debt.
No,
but
we
continued all of their projects, whatever. So, whatever, Philip Schneider's dad worked on the Manhattan,
Philadelphia?
The Philadelphia experiment. His dad worked on that and then continued on the Montauk project. Basically, this guy, Philip Schneider, who's just a self-taught geologist, his parents, his dad and his grandfather were connected to old America secrets, right? So here's this geologist that they hired to be an individual contractor, and he's got a level 3 security clearance. So he starts building these bases, these underground bases for the military. He claimed that there were over 130, and he had worked on 13 of them. Each one cost 10 to 30 billion each, black budget money. Basically, a mile underground, anywhere from 4 to, there's a base in Sweden that had 30 cubic miles of base underneath. They had fucking hospitals.
30 miles?
30 cubic miles underground. They have you can look up the patents for we built the tunnel, the way we build tunnels, we've got these drill machines that look like Total Recall, but they have nuclear powered devices that melt the rock and they can tunnel so fast. At some point we built underground, we added underground things underneath the White House, under chambers, rooms, all kinds of shit, right? Obviously that's a spot that you would, whatever.
I love that. Yeah, I hope that that's real. Because all I ever want is to like go into a room and like have a secret passageway that I can like go underground. I've thought about like walking down the street and like just, you know, those weird like elevator shafts that they have, or just even a sewer cover, just like picking that up and going down in there.
I really think you should start doing that.
I want to do that too, but it's going
to
stink so bad that I won't make it.
But can
you just do it? Especially if you keep talking about
it. It's going to smell like poo-poo on a hard level.
I'll put on like my worst clothes. I don't know.
Even when I hold my nose, I can still taste the flavor of poop in a bathroom that's been recently used. I can't.
I've been blessed with a poor sense of smell
and timing.
Fuck you. Nah.
But he claims basically.
Fuck, that was such good timing.
Would you imagine when we were PAing together at Stone Stanley, guys? Would you imagine we'd be sitting in a room recording fun?
For free, not getting paid anything.
On the one of the top 10 podcasting networks in the world. Be thankful.
What other shows can we listen to on Feral Audio?
Afterbirth with Matt Dwyer.
Is that it?
Conversations with Matt Dwyer?
I'm yeah, sure. I love Conversations.
Is defunct.
I fucking love
you can't
that
plug
show.
That anymore.
I listen to so many
Thank
of those.
You.
Very impressed with.
I've never listened to any of them, but I respect you as a journalist. Like that's like new journalism. I think if you took that to another degree, you could like actually be a journalist.
So Matt, I don't know. I should have caught you up with this. There is a storyline that Dwight Eisenhower met with aliens and signed a treaty. And they gave us technology and we let them abduct people and we'd let them go.
Wait, but I mean, that's
the reason
crazy.
Why I bring this up is because Philip Schneider.
But that's like a whole nother thing.
The United
like,
States never honors treaties. Why should the aliens?
Because they
did the aliens go, hey, what about what you did to the Native Americans?
All the aliens.
No, these are bullshit.
Yeah. As far as the Podesta email leaks have told me is that the aliens want us to just be at peace. And then they'll give us zero
The
point.
Benevolent species. See, Philip Schneider claimed that throughout his workings of building underground bases, that we were actually working with alien species underground. The reason why these bases are a mile underground is because they are working with alien species underground.
I've heard that. I've seen that in some of those Illuminati documentaries on Netflix. And if I smoked weed, I would have been really into them.
Why didn't you smoke
weed? He had this incident, right? He had this incident where he was... He was a self-taught geologist, explosives expert. So they would explode these holes into the ground so that they can then drop the drill in there and start drilling. And there was a spot where it was determined that basically they picked this spot because there was another race of a race of beings underground. And they basically blew a hole above them and that there was this little war that happened. There were Black Beret there, FBIs, a bunch of people lost their lives and he was lowered down into the basket and that there were these like 7 foot tall gray aliens underground and this, they would like touch their chest and this blue rays would get emitted from them. So he got blasted by an alien blue ray, blew off his fingers and he got some weird cancer from the radiation. And he survived, and he's basically like a whistleblower.
My favorite part of that story is that there's this big war between I don't know surface dwellers and like and our strategy is to lower a guy
in a basket.
But they're just
the aliens gave us technology. You think they could like we maybe could get do a little better than a basket?
They didn't know there'd be aliens there. They were there to that's how they drilled the holes and built the underground bases.
But I don't know if there's a technology that exists where they're like, okay, we're gonna drill this hole and then we're gonna lower Hank down in a basket. Hank,
you did bring up a good point when you corrected yourself. You said aliens and then another race of people because it's like
they were here before us.
In this era of PC, we should not refer to them as aliens.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. If it is
real, then we should be like, but they're not human. So what do we do?
We have to ask them what their pronoun would be.
You know what? Their label is for them to decide.
Yeah,
that's what they feel. And you know what? Maybe they're an alien who identifies as a human.
He claimed that
we have to ask them, and it's got to be a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, it's up to them.
Let me tell this weird story that I'd never heard before until I heard him talk, that basically in 1909, the U.S. Cavalry was like going after some banditos and like truth or consequences in New Mexico. That's the name of a city.
Banditos is racist.
Is it? Well, that's what.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know any personally.
And I just love this time period, man.
1909. And the U.S. Cavalry found some horseshoe crafts. They basically found some what they called gray demons. This is 1909. That was our first interaction as a country or as a military with these other beings, right? So the reason why I bring that up is because if you trace back the way certain things happened, I feel like they correlate with this this alien interaction. So like Roswell. Like he claims that Roswell happened, but all the pictures and all the shit's faked. But like something actually happened there, and we recovered crafts there. And so in 1909, let's just say that this happened. That means from that point on, our government is aware of aliens or something else, demons, whatever. And the whole thing is like, when it comes to secret military, they have so many different branches and they don't communicate with each other because they have the secret. They're important. And they'll develop their own technologies based off of the things that they find. And maybe they'll team up eventually, but it's hard because it's like, why, let's say I'm a high ranking security, high level security clearance, and I work for the Navy.
What am I going to be?
And then? I find some alien craft. Right? Oh. And you work for the Army. You're just an Army general.
And I'm there too?
No. You're just an Army general.
Oh, well.
There's no communication. This isn't even a riff because I'm like, there's no way I would ever call you to let you know I found this.
I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy, though.
Here's a question.
I found it. I'm a guy.
And you found it.
Yeah.
And
hey, what? I don't know. I just found this thing. What's the deal? What's this? I called my local. Who are you? I called Joey, the sheriff.
Sir, we need you to smell this rag. That's how they would handle it.
Oh, well, that's the end of the bet, then.
I'm just saying that's how
What was your question?
Oh, my question is, like, does Russia and other countries have such tales of,
well, at this
of
point,
gray demons?
Now, the other countries have released their some of their UFO files, right?
Who?
France.
They drink too much wine.
Canada, Brazil.
Too much beer. Too much wine.
but the thing is this, we've created this weird secrecy where when things happen in other countries, we still show up there to clean up the evidence. There's a secret. We have UFO removal, a team that removes UFO crafts and aliens and whatnot.
Is that why America's the number one country? Because they buddied up to us?
I think that there's a...
No, you know what we are? We're the guy who nobody really wants at the party, but he's still inexplicably there every time.
We have fucking...
Like, every time there's a thing, this guy shows up, and it's like, who told this fucking guy? What? Why is he here?
Yeah. Dude,
how did he know?
The best UFO videos I've seen are
the guy who just shows up and is like, what's going on? Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Hey, you mind if I hang out here for a little bit? It'll just be a couple days.
Yeah. No friends.
I'm just going to bring in this military presence. We're going to build some bases over here. We're just going to hang out till everything's chill.
We're the guy who has no friends, who shows up everywhere.
We have fucking military bases all over the fucking globe. We have aircraft carriers and submarines that constantly have
that's true,
nuclear.
But talk about whatever the point was. What's the fucking point? I'm sorry.
About anything, really. It's all futile.
I thought you were leading to something before I cut you off.
Well, I was just going into the fact that okay, like Mexico. If you look at some of the, they were the first ones to release a video. Their government that was that there were this pilot of one of their military jets was chasing these UFOs that he could only see under
infrared.
Yeah, couldn't see them normally, could only see them in infrared.
Yeah,
so they've released that footage.
But that's not real though.
That's I'm not like doubting you, but I mean, like, when these things come out, do you cross-check it and be like, is
but the thing is this, you can never fully cross-check anything where they're purposefully adding disinformation to everything. Because if you look at the story of Roswell has got so much disinformation to where they've changed the Air Force has changed the story three times. in our history. They've changed the story of what it was in three times. In the 90s, they said that they were dropping crash test dummies, basically, from the upper atmosphere. This was in the 90s.
Wait, did they really do that? That's awesome.
But what are the sources in that? No, they actually dropped the band Crash Test Dummies.
Once.
I'm just saying, like, dude, does this... I know... I'm just being...
No, I love this question,
like,
because
it's like,
what I'm
well,
saying
it's like
is...
to say, like, well, you know, the misinformation. So that's an awful... That's an easy way to justify your point of view. Is like, well, there's disinformation that... But I'm just saying...
No. I agree with you, but my thing is this. You can't trust anybody's... information.
But what makes you think you can trust the information that you get is my question.
This is me looking at everything that I've seen. When
do you see me?
looks like we
I made
got
a sexy post.
When the official source of information changes their story three times, it just makes me say you have to question.
But where did you read that they changed? Is that in the New York Times?
This is on the record. I've seen all of the press releases from every incarnation of what officially happened at Roswell.
Has anyone ever asked them why the story has changed three times?
I mean, basically their answer is secrecy, is protection, is like, well, we didn't want the Russians to know that we were doing upper atmospheric tests, whatever. That's always the defunct answer, is that, like, well, this was top secret at the time, so now here's what happened. But they've changed their own story. And when, honestly, the Phoenix Lights is the most, had the most witnesses. Even the governor at the time, witnessed it too. And it was just this weird.
But
this
does
thing,
that tie into the underground bases or not?
Do any of the times they change the story, does the guy get the girl in the end?
Probably.
Come on.
I would imagine.
No, I know. I want to know the answer.
Is it
ever a happy ending?
You think that there's some military guy that, even the guy who had the press release, right? That's like, hey guys, actually we dropped dummies from upper atmosphere.
God,
he gets pussy. He gets pussy.
If that's his preference, let's not impose him preference.
Yeah, he might like butthole.
But to me, pussy could mean butthole. It's whatever pussy is to
you. That's true. That's true. That was my wrong.
Man pussy.
I did not mean to impose your... It is interesting stuff, and I'm not. I just feel like
no. I mean, my thing is this: is that, like, I want to go into the topic, but I also want to get more vague in the fact that, like, okay, let's say that there are aliens visiting us, right? Let's say there are.
Okay.
And let's say that they were trying to keep it a secret for what. One of the biggest what we need to talk about is, why would they keep it secret? Oh, because everyone's going to freak out. That's not good enough. And I think that they're trying to slowly shift.
Why is that not good enough? Because I think we already have a country that's hostile towards its own kind, who may or may not be here. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's good enough, because
I think we know a lot of people in this country aren't the, let's be honest, there's a lot of fucking idiots in this country and in this world. And a lot of people, it would cause a religious, like, they would be like, well, fucking Jesus.
We're
and
not
the
as
devil.
Religious as we used to be.
No, but I mean, like,
more people shop than go to
if
church.
You look at, like, the people that are at Trump, where our church is consumerism these days. But it's like, there is a large population of this country that is very angry and bigoted and ready to fucking hate things. And that would just be one more shitstorm that would have to, like, spiral through our society.
But to me, I know. I mean, here are some possible reasons that I think why they should keep it a secret. One, because they've been dealing with them for so long that if you let's say that tomorrow they said aliens have been here since recorded since all of human history, and
do you believe they built the pyramids?
No, I believe the pyramids were built using ancient technology that we don't have anymore, that might be more sophisticated than ours, because they were just more in tune with the universe. We see, listen, this recent thing that came out where they're like, hey, did you read that thing? You know, there's articles every fucking day, but that we just basically found 150 alien signals out there, you know, like basically there's these scientists that have said these are probably alien signals.
Oh, I did see something like that 2 days ago.
And what's weird is this. Here we are, science aficionados. And our science changes as we learn things because we don't know what the universe is yet. We see the universe as a physical state. If you look deeper into science, you realize that there's no such thing as a physical state. If you look in
physics, talks about that. There's a thing in physics where, and oddly enough, Buddha talks about it as well. It's like the way it's perceived isn't necessarily
the way we perceive the universe is the way that we define the universe.
And but so I mean, physics says it could be.
So here we are trying to search for alien contact, and we're looking for radio waves. Like, don't you think? I mean, this is me talking as an asshole idiot that seems to know about aliens. I don't know shit. But, like, I feel like they would use light energy to communicate with us because what do you see when you look out into the universe? You see the light from stars. That's it. So you radio waves is fucking us thinking that we're smart. Nobody uses fucking radio waves. I know that there's reasons behind it. They're like, oh, an advanced civilization is going to eventually figure out radio because look
so
at
is
us.
This, is this... Are you? Is this a hypothetical where we don't where the aliens aren't already on Earth? This is the hypothetical.
Yeah, basically that. Like,
okay,
I can't speak to that, but I can't help but think that just from what I know science wise that they wouldn't be thinking of other options as well. I don't think that they would be like, well, it's radio waves.
Like, what did we do? We sent out a record into space. We sent out. A record.
See, to me, that's more when they do shit like that. It's more PR than it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, but to me, that's what it's PR.
To
it's
me,
not actual
that
science.
PR event is to slowly try to put it in our minds that aliens are possible. We send out a record into space.
But
the fucking Vatican announced. The Pope announced that, like, if there are aliens out there, they're also children of God. And to me, that's a preemptive strike to be like, hey. Put aliens back in your head. The Pope didn't need to come out and say if there's aliens.
It's just weird because you don't trust anybody. So even if someone came out today and said there are aliens, like, would you trust that? Because you don't trust anything. You think that something we launched into space in the 60s was propaganda for get ready for aliens.
Well,
I didn't mean error, but to me, it's not get ready for aliens. It's just like a PR thing for
NASA. No, me too,
NASA.
But from his point of view, he's saying like
right. That they know that they're aware of it. And how do you slowly over decades convince a society that there's aliens? Because here's the thing. These are my two reasons why I think they can't come out and say that there's aliens and they know that there are, that they are, and they've been here forever. One, we cannot defend against them. We cannot do anything about it. So let's say your government says, hey, there's aliens. If they abduct you, we can't do anything about it. We don't have weapons that can do anything to them. The best UFO footage I've seen is fucking space shuttle footage in space. The satellite footage.
I mean, I'll give
NASA's,
you.
Why don't they just come? I mean, if they're so powerful,
yeah,
why don't they just come and be like, "Hey, motherfuckers, we're here."
Because the okay, like let's say you're more powerful than the cats
Wade?
That run this alley, right?
No.
Let's say there's this community of cats that are in this alley behind your house. You could kill the shit out of them. But you interacting with them and doing anything with them, that's not going to help your life. You need to go to the alley to get something. You'll go get it. It doesn't matter that the cats are fucking there. I'm saying that, like, there's no reason for them to tell everyone that we're here because A, they are dealing with us, and B, they're, according to Phil Schneider and according to all these fucking weird things that I look into, there are multiple races of aliens visiting Earth. And according to Phil Schneider, there are 9 different civilizations that are bad, and they're just here to get their own shit. And there are 2 of them that are benevolent that are basically saying, like, hey, we'll help you if you get rid of nuclear weapons.
Also steal the blues and make it worse?
I love the blues.
Oh, no, I love blues. I was making fun of white people.
I just don't
for making blues worse.
Why would we listen
making fun of white blues music?
Why would we listen to the bandleader of the David Letterman show?
Paul Schaefer?
Oh, Paul Schaefer.
Oh,
Philip Schneider.
I missed
it. Did my jazz, my blues joke get misconstrued? I didn't.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I reacted quickly because I'm buzzed, not because I got it.
Oh, no, I'm a huge blues guy, and then there's like, I grew up in Chicago, so there's a million like fat white guys at street fairs playing the blues, and you're just like, oh, fucking stop.
Well, always stop jazz.
What?
Always.
No, jazz is great.
Listen, I'm a jazz drummer.
And you hate jazz?
What kind of jazz do you hate? I hate elevator jazz.
Listen.
Yeah, there's a lot of good jazz.
Uninvited jazz is the worst.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with that. I do agree with that.
What
you
is need, uninvited jazz?
Any like jazz that comes up to you when you're not ready for it.
Like, hey, wake up.
Just walking down the street. Ah, jazz, shit. I wasn't ready for that.
Come in, I'm working at the gas station. I'm playing jazz, and you're just trying to get some nachos.
7/8 timing. You got to give me a second. I mean,
it's like any genre. There's a shit ton of crap, and then there's, you know, the gods. I'm a big jazz guy.
Who's your jazz guy?
Right now it's Chico Hamilton.
Give me a big band jazz guy.
Big band guy? I like Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, and Benny Goodman. And Duke Ellington.
All right.
Count Basie.
The Disclosure Project, to me, is something that if you can get, I don't know the number, between 1 and 200
99.
Fucking really great testimonials from credible people within our government, within our, these are airline pilots, these are people that work for the FAA.
Right. If you can get them to...
They have been trying to communicate to Congress the fact that, hey, it's time that people know about this stuff.
Right.
Listen, if you're an expert... So this guy, Phil Schneider...
What's the end of it,
What
though?
Does society have to benefit from knowing about this? Just curious. Like, what...
That's what I was running to me, through my head earlier. Like, if they said today...
I don't think it...
Oh,
I
hey, there's
most
aliens.
Of the minds in this country could...
Fucking horrible.
And then religious groups would co-opt it into this other... Yeah, like, it would this be...
But we're a consumer society, right? And so, like,
we're a paranoia society.
No, but
society.
There's still a very prevalent Christian nonsense in this
country.
Yeah,
but that's not even the half of it.
And it's not just this country. It's the rest of the world.
The rest of the world.
It's
also not religion. It's about control. It's about saying
because Russia could go like, well, the fucking United States is in bed with these guys. We better fucking take care of them. You know,
unless it gives
people a different playing ground
right.
to work
from. I'm just saying, like, if I'm stable, I'm waking up every day, I'm going to my job, I'm happy with my life, I've got a wife and two kids, all that bullshit, I've got a bunch of retirement savings, like, I'm on my way, baby.
I would love to be that guy.
So would I. Until the government says, oh, by the way, there's aliens, and society is about to crumble.
It has one more level of anxiety that already exists in our culture.
Here's my level.
And I don't think it's nefarious for them to... Let's just say that everything you're saying is true. The reason they're not saying it is because of all of that shit. Because fucking Mike Williams doesn't want to lose his 401k.
When I look at ancient civilizations... And I picture, because here are my two hypotheses. One of them is...
Wait, ancient civilizations?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about, basically, when you look at religion and politics and laws, these are created to control a society. For good.
Yeah.
But they're created to control society because anarchy and people being off on their own isn't a society, right? I feel like even religion itself was meant for you to stop questioning things. The idea of religion to me was that we have all the answers. You can question us, but don't question the universe.
Well, go on.
And science is weird because I love that you said that you believe in science, but I'm telling you, sciences don't interact right now. Sciences don't add up right now.
Science is constantly interacting.
No. I'm talking general relativity, Einstein, versus quantum mechanics. these sciences do not add up. One is right, one is wrong. They're looking for a unifying theory to connect the two.
Or they're both wrong, or they're both right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that, though, our perception of the universe, I know I keep saying this, I know I've said this before, but our perception of the universe is wrong. Because we don't see it on the atomic level.
Yeah, there are definitions there. I don't disagree with that. But I think
I'm saying, though, that spirituality and the science of the universe are more interconnected than people realize.
Buddhism already addresses that.
Yeah, I love that. I think Dalai Lama says,
in all matters spiritual, if it can't be answered through science, then I'll go to spirit. But he goes to science first over, and he's big into physics, but it already existed within Buddha's original message.
I love that, and I agree with that. And what I'm saying is that, like, if you had a society of people that were more connected to the universe, meaning they were aware of the science and the spiritual side of that same statement, we wouldn't be consuming. And we're the bad guys now. We're the bad guys because we're connected to the guys that actually own
humans.
Consumerism is connected
worldwide
to the people that run the world, and that, like, we have bankrupt these other countries. But hey,
this is starting to sound like a communist agenda, and I want to cut it right now.
But picture
70% of the American economy.
There's one family that
mean?
Is the
That's
richest
great,
family.
Isn't it?
No, it's not. Our economy relies on people
right,
buying things.
Stop.
Why am I wait? That's a terrible way to run something. Stop.
Welcome to my podcast.
Richest...
I come on yours.
Hey, man, I was on Feral way before you, so step back.
Like 6 months.
6 months? I was on this shit
America
5 years ago.
Is run by the richest families of all of human history.
That's fine. Whatever. Who cares?
Wait, let him make his point.
I don't know what his point is.
Because you keep saying stop.
I don't think he knows what his point is.
Do you know your point?
My point is... There are families that run countries, a few of them that run a lot of them. When you look at these big media conglomerates and
this is basic 1% versus 99%.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but I'm saying that 1% is also a part of why we don't hear about aliens. Because listen, it's 2016. Humans are fucking running wild. Humans are running wild.
I don't get the connection between consumerism and aliens. That's what
I'm saying.
I think you put a bunch of shit into consumerism. I don't think he was ever saying anything.
No, he was
about
saying
that.
That we're a consumer.
I was adding to
society.
It. I was just adding to the fact that we are run by such an elite group that have so much power and influence over everything. That they can say, hey, don't run that fucking alien story. Don't even put it on the news feed. Like, this shouldn't be... I feel like that there was a big movement to take all of the aliens and the questioning about stuff out of our news. Our news is more celebrity than anything. Yeah, we can argue that all day. It's true. Like, wars that we're in and our military presence and everything around the world. I'm saying that, like, this is on purpose to keep us to stop questioning... what the fuck we're doing here? In 2016, we don't ask what we're doing here. We ask, how am I going to make it? What do I need to do to make something, whether it's celebrity or money?
Yeah, but you don't think in the 1920s that's what people were saying? Of course that's what they were
saying.
But
we don't have new philosophers popping up. We aren't questioning the...
Yeah, but
not
because of anything other than, like, that's the way we are.
I think that the way that we are is
how many philosophers have popped up in the last 100 years?
There's philosophers out there.
Yeah. But people
Eckhart
act
Tolle
like
would be I would consider one.
But
yeah, okay,
I'm saying that our education system is tapped into that. Don't let people question things. Education, education makes you not question things because there is an answer, and we are systematically taught how to systematically live our life.
Critical thought is not taught in our universities.
Listen, we can all agree on that because we're.
I'm saying critical thought is being taken out of our society on purpose by these.
But none of this means anything about aliens. This is all about the government making us apathetic, which they've 100% succeeded in.
But that goes back to, in his theory, I think it makes us apathetic, so we're apathetic, like, we're apathetic about aliens. Like, you know what I mean?
Most, 99% of Americans don't care if there's aliens. Yeah, and they also don't care what happens after they die. I'm just saying
that's
not
a real fact. That's not a stat. 99% of Americans don't care about
you convince yourself. You convince yourself that your religion
numbers.
Is right and that you know what's going to happen, but you don't question it to actually think about.
Well, you're projecting now. You don't know that about anybody.
Listen. I am projecting, yes, but the thing is this, is that like any church system, whether it be whatever fucking religion it is, that you don't go in and ask the questions because you don't act.
But why
you're
does this have to
line.
Be an anti-church?
Well, couldn't you say that on the flip that's the same about your perspective? Is that like that's almost your religion, and you here's this thing you believe, and you're gonna.
I question everything. My belief changes.
But a Christian probably says that. You know, other religious people say that as well.
Their belief doesn't change.
But you believe there's aliens. That doesn't change.
It does change.
Hold on.
It does change, though, because I've seen so many different stories of... I even asked this. What if you look at ancient civilizations, they all talk about gods from the heavens. They didn't have a word for space. So what if by heavens they meant space and that these gods were interacting with them? And what if in this run of human history, we aren't supposed to meet the gods to see what happens when we don't meet the gods? Because, yes, you could say that there are millions of, you could say that there's millions of people right now that say that they've talked to God, whatever that God is. But that information isn't treated as them actually talking to God.
I don't think you give enough credit to your fellow current generation. I think that you are a little conceited and you think you're above people who are living with you. Like I think you think that anyone who believes in God can never get their mind changed and that's all they're ever going to think. But you are meanwhile completely concrete on that there are aliens and shit like that.
I'm not concrete on anything.
It seems like you're saying like these other people will never change their minds and therefore they're worthless. It just doesn't seem like a proactive discussion. It seems like you're like a negative guy who is not optimistic about the future of humanity.
I'm not optimistic about the future of humanity because humanity itself, according to me, is not questioning humanity.
I don't think that you have to question humanity to be a malleable. I don't think you have to question humanity to be a malleable, ethical person. Like I think,
but you're not
going to
be malleable
change.
When you're buying Christmas presents every year, and then you're
yes,
buying
you
Valentine's
are.
Day
That's
presents,
bullshit.
And then
that's bullshit. Don't do that. Don't do that consumerism bullshit. People like Christmas because it makes them feel good. That's not a fucking ethos. That's just something that they do. Nobody is putting any stock into fucking Christianity because they're buying presents for each other on December 25th.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm just asking from a person that like, here's me projecting myself into the universe. And then here's me asking, how are you different from me? What have you done in the past 2 months to make yourself either a better person or be more empathetic to other people?
Come on, man.
No. The reason why I bring this up.
Everybody in the world would have an answer for that.
But the reason why I bring that up is because I feel like we have gotten to a point where we
there's
are systematically
no, there is no one
paying
who thinks,
bills. There
is,
systematically,
no one, there is no one in the world who thinks that they are stagnant. And if they are, they killed themselves. If you think that you're stagnant and you're not bettering yourself every day, then fucking kill yourself.
But I guess I don't
Everybody
mean,
thinks that. Everyone goes, oh, well, fuck, but I hate my job. Saying, though, what I hate did my you fucking do, job. I hate my fucking trailer, but I have to, like, make some money.
But here's my thing is your answer is coming from a creative person. And because you're actually creating things. This is what's hard for me is the only people that I interact with mostly are people that are creative that are also thinking like me.
I think your problem is you don't have faith in humanity, and that's sad.
But I don't because of what I
no, because you're projecting. You're like putting on a bunch of people that you've never met. You're like saying that they only like that.
I'm saying this based on the life that I have lived, to where the education that was provided to me, the interaction that I've got from other humans, is just not enough to be a human.
No, that interaction is what makes you a human. Like, those people, like, giving you fucking shit to work with, like, that's why you are who you are. Those people need to exist. And then you existing by them also makes them exist. Dude, you know what I mean?
We live in a bully society, and I...
Who gives a shit? You know what bullies are good for? Creating character. I hate this fucking don't bully people, because there would be no comedians if there weren't bullies.
No, I'm saying though that this bully society that we live in is actually, when everyone says don't bully people, they're actually bullying people into not bullying. We are in such a weird bully society that
I just think that it's all good. It's all very good. And you're thinking about it like, unless you think like I think, you're not worthwhile.
No. Don't take that. What I'm saying is the future that I want to live in isn't happening. And this isn't me judging people. This isn't me saying you suck, you're a terrible human, you're not learning enough. This is me saying we need to do a little more for humanity. So this is me being a hopeful. I'm very hopeful, and I want the world to be a better place, but it can't be at the current state that it's in.
I think patience is a virtue, and I think like you're nowhere near the time. I mean, you're talking about like 200 years later when we're all like fucking happy, joy, holding hands, fucking whatever the fuck you think.
But we have to get there mentally before we get there in reality. You have to want.
That's why we all need to meditate.
I agree. I so agree. You have to. Most people don't have time to think about somebody else.
No. What do you see? Now you're projecting again. You don't know what most people have time to do. You only know what you think other people are doing. Everybody has enough time for anything that they want to do. It's just a matter of choice. Do they want to do that or do they not?
I think that I'm more right than you think that I'm not.
I think that you're being a very narrow-minded. I think you're being a bully, man.
But I'm not trying to make anybody feel smaller.
You're categorizing the multitude of, I guess, Americans in this blob of they don't get it. They won't do what I think they should do. They're doing what they want to do. Like, that's their life.
I'm saying that our future is not going to work with people doing what they want to do.
Our future is not going to work because our politicians are selling us out constantly, and it doesn't matter what Bill in Oklahoma does with his daily life. Like, yeah, he can meditate, and he could stop saying the N-word, but that's not going to do anything until coal goes away. Or the oil company, or fucking any of these kickbacks that the politicians are getting that are constantly like weighing us down. You're saying that it's like we all need to fucking kumbaya and shit like that.
No,
you are. It's different. It's different terminology, but that's what you're saying. And I'm saying that's not possible as long as. Fuck. I don't want to be an anti-capitalist, but. Politicians are getting kickbacks, and they're ruining everything.
And why do you not want to be an anti-capitalist?
Because I believe in the free market.
But it's, I don't... No,
the free market does not exist. This is a crony capitalist society.
I agree with that.
People are getting paid off. If it was actually a free market, maybe it would work. Just like communism. Maybe if it was pure communism, maybe that could work. But it's always going to be like corrupted by whoever. Never going to work.
I don't disagree. You guys are both... I enjoyed that. You get so fiery. You guys live together, right?
Not anymore.
Most of our life.
Was it like this when you lived together?
No, we just played video games and stuff.
Oh, it's really great to see you both get so fiery at one another.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I've always respected, is that, like, we can spill the shit out, and it's not offensive.
I feel bad for you.
I don't feel bad.
All right, well, let's wrap it up.
Why do you feel bad for me?
Well, you just had to watch that.
No, I chose to watch that.
But I respect you so much because most interactions in my life, if somebody believes something different from me, there's no discussion. It's a fuck you, you're wrong.
Well, that's the worst part about like political debate and stuff like that. If you ever disagree with somebody, they will not listen to you.
And I'm saying,
I just did that because I wanted to move the topic along.
I know, I was only busting balls, as they say in Goodfellas.
But I'm saying though,
I'll stab you in the neck with a pencil.
In that same way, Casino. That
no, he doesn't. Because he does it in Goodfellas too, doesn't he?
No.
I swear he does it
twice. I just watched both of them.
All right.
I respect anybody who it will have a discussion and not let it turn into a fight. And I'm saying that, like, you are an open person. I love that you, it seems like you have more faith in the future than I do.
Yeah,
but that's
crazy.
True. But like, I think that it's more possible. And I think that religion took away spirituality from the masses, and we need to get back into spirituality.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. What I'm worried about is the last 10 minutes of this podcast, and I don't want it. I don't know.
It was very entertaining.
Were we even like legible? Like,
I chose to observe because it was very engaging. It was great to watch you two get so fiery at one another. I was hoping it would end in a big kiss.
The kiss is this.
Don't even worry about the kiss. We'll kiss later.
No, I'm
sorry. Do you have like a closing summary?
My closing summary is this. Most of the things that I look into, there is real evidence of this shit. When you watch Philip Schneider talk, if you look up the things that he's talking about, there are events that are in his timeline that work. You don't have to believe in aliens, but you're going to have to listen to him talk about aliens to figure out that there's nefarious things going on, black budget projects. I believe half of these fucking underground bases were funded by running cocaine, CIA running cocaine into the streets.
Can I ask one question about this Phil guy? Does he profit from this? Does he write books?
He's been dead since 96.
Did he?
He was a whistleblower.
Did anyone write books or propagate his sort of message?
His whistleblowing was basically like, hey, I mean, picture this. You work for the government and you find out that there's aliens and a lot of your friends died because they think you're going to spill the beans. Are you still going to spill the beans?
Not this guy.
I'm telling you,
chicken shit.
All your good friends die. It's hard. It would be very hard to continue spilling the beans. But you look at guys like Snowden, and I'm like, why is he still an enemy of the state? The reason why he's an enemy of the state to me is because he's spilling real shit. You could argue that it weakens our defense, but it weakens our defense because
us as Americans,
our defense has weakened when we don't believe in our government. I believe that the reason why they don't talk, why this whole thing of denying aliens is because we can't defend against them. We've been dealing with them. And when you learn that we've been dealing with them, you realize that your parents have been lying to you your whole life and you'll never trust them again.
Right. Santa Claus. That's the Santa Claus.
That's aliens. Full circle, everybody.
Aliens right. will never happen because Santa Claus.
Dwyer, any final thoughts? I mean, I don't know if there's a yes or no that you could give, but.
No, well, I'm always skeptical. I live in that world. I will look at some of this stuff and check it out. I'll talk about the science of it. Some of the science stuff, I'm not as knowledgeable as my wife, and I would like to hear what she has to say because she knows that stuff inside and out.
But did Willie tune you into anything that you're kind of believing in now? Or
no.
Let me ask you this in the same vein. Does it make you... Is our friendship affected in any way because I believe in a lot of this stuff?
No, not at all.
What? That's because you're a smart, creative guy.
No, we live in L.A. We accept transsexuals.
I'm trying to promote the fact
people.
That if you are creating
stuff...
I think
other cities that allow that.
No, no.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm trying to say...
No,
that...
I mean, that's the thing is I think we forget...
Well, I think we live in a time.
How fucking open-minded the city is. And then you go, when I used to tour a lot, then you go in certain parts of the country and you go into these rural, and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, we are not progressing.
Right.
And it's like.
Well, we are. It just takes longer.
I mean, thank God for the big cities because they move everything along.
It's like when you spill coffee and then you put a paper towel on it and the coffee like very gradually like moves across the paper towel.
I just don't feel like we have gradual time. People need to.
Oh, we got time, baby.
Baby, let's go to Vegas.
It doesn't matter. Listen,
hey,
we're white males. We got all the time
I
in
meant
the world.
The Earth.
The Concorde failed. Oh, it's not looking good for us.
Fuck the Earth.
The Concorde was amazing.
Dead. The Earth is dead. Don't have kids. If you had kids within the last 5 years, sayonara.
I'm going to date them. I'm speaking in your voice when I said that.
I forgot that you had one.
All right, I have to pee.
I mean, like, good luck. Too. Do you want to plug anything before you have to
just
pee.
After birth on a podcast on this?
Feral Audio.
Feral Audio. I've had some great guests. David Koechner,
the
Laurie Newman,
family.
George Wendt.
Shit, share with us. George Wendt?
George Wendt's this week's episode.
That's dope,
which I don't
dude.
Know when this comes out, but George Wendt. It's either today
It'll
or tomorrow.
It'll come out way before this episode.
Oh, yeah. George Wendt, Koechner, Lynn Casper, the Chicago Cubs play-by-play guy.
Whoa. Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/WadeRandolph, WadeRandolph. If you spell it with an F, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Watch my food reviews. I'm not saying the name. Don't say the name until they sponsor us.
Look up all my shit on all the social media. Robotic Willy with Willy with a Y. Robotic Willy.
Oh, and themattdwyer.com. You can find all my social media there.
All right. Get your life together.
Feral Audio.
Hello. I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, and I'm Hampton Yunt.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a podcast about suicide, but not to make light of it. We actually talk about suicidal thoughts, depression, kind of with a sense of levity that Dave and I have with each other. And he's my best friend. Come on.
Yeah, we're buddies. Suicide Buddies.
That's the title.
One of our favorite episodes that we've recorded so far is about this guy, Jan Pataki, who was a Polish aristocrat in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And he, one of the reasons it's possible that he killed himself is that he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh.
Check out a clip. It also makes me think, like, we were talking about in the Norway black metal episode, how, like, just the culture of your surroundings can affect you. Like, he's in a castle in Poland. He's like, I mean, if you lived in a castle in Poland and no one knew anything about anything, you might be like, I'm a bat. I'm probably a bat.
That's like literally what happened to Batman. He literally is in his mansion. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat.
I'm a
bat that helps people.
I'm a bat that helps people.
I'm a
rich... I don't know what you want from me. And my girlfriend, she's a cat. She's a cat.
My girlfriend's a cat.
She steals things. She's a woman who steals things. She's a cat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat.
I help people.
She's a cat. We fight a penguin.
My